Let's bring in Mike Kazi and see what's going on in the world of sports. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
A great night for Met fans last night on the day after they found out that their greatest player of all time, Tom Seaver, passed away. One of their new young great players whaps a home run, and the Mets beat the Yankees, their crosstown rival, on the night they remembered Tom Seaver. When Thurman Munson passed away, whenever a team loses somebody, whatever way they lose it, and they can come back and they can win an emotional game like that, it's just nice to see. It's part of the old throwback of sports, and it's not necessarily money at that time. It was just, it was a good thing to see.
Well, I wouldn't call it the way the Mets won was with a great player.
No.
Alonso he's playing pretty bad. He had a couple of strikeouts yesterday. He had some opportunities to knock in a run prior, and he had a terrible at-bat. He's hitting barely 200. I would call it more of the Yankees' demise than the Mets' win. The Yankees' bullpen was awful. They gave up 5 runs in the last 3 innings of play. The Yankees had this game in the bag. They were winning 7-4, and they imploded. Chapman is washed up. He can barely throw 95. His ball's as straight as an arrow. He's walking people. He should try to work on his control instead of trying to hit somebody in the head, because the way he throws, he can't hit anybody in the head for $1 million. So the Mets came back because of the Yankees' lack of arms.
Yeah, but
the Yankees are 3 or 4 games over 500. This was a team that they said were going to win no less than 40 games. For them to win 40 games this year, they got to go 20-4 in their last 24 games.
And I still like the turnaround. It's just a good feeling night for the Mets.
It was for Mets fans.
Yeah,
I mean,
for Mets fans.
But,
that's,
you know, in reality, there's no way the Mets should have won this game last night.
All right, but they did, and that makes Mets fans feel good on a night where they should want to feel good and remember the good things. So that's all I'm talking about. So and I'm no Mets fan, but I just know that, you know, every once in a while, as a fan of a club that's been struggling, it's nice to get something like that. Anyway, so do we have a lot?
This kid on the White Sox named Luis Roberts. Mm-hmm. This kid hit a ball last night about 480 feet. He's hitting around 300. He's a rookie from Cuba. The White Sox have several Cuban players on their lineup, and they made the big turnaround for them, and they're playing real good ball. And the Yankees right now are in a flat-footed tie with Toronto for second and third place in the American League East.
All right. Now, we have a lot of racing to get onto, don't we?
Well, we got more sports to talk about before that. The Islanders. They go to overtime with the Flyers. They come up short. 3 times they went to overtime with the Flyers. 3 times they got beat. Last night in double overtime, the Islanders lost 5-4. Forces a game seven, which will be tomorrow night on NBC at 7:00. But even bigger surprise than that was Vegas getting beat again yesterday. They got beat 4-0 by Vancouver. Vancouver beat them up the last 2 games pretty good to force a game 7. Vegas looked like the cream of the crop out west, and right now, I don't know. So there's 2 game 7s tonight. Dallas, Colorado at an absurd time of 4:00 this afternoon. But the reason why they're doing that is, I don't know. Because Vegas should be playing tomorrow night, getting a day off, and played game 7 right after the Islander game. So now you got Dallas playing Colorado at 4:00 our time, which will be 3:00 in Dallas, 2:00 in Colorado. Makes no sense at all. You got a game 7 to go to a conference championship, and the people of those 2 cities probably can't even watch the game if they have a job. Absolute lunacy. So game 7, Dallas, Colorado today, 4:00 our time on the USA Network, and Vancouver, Vegas at 9:00 tonight in the game 7 on the NBC Sports Network, and the Islanders and Flyers tomorrow night at 7:30 on NBC.
All right. Now, racing.
All right, the pick of the day today is at Saratoga in the first race, the 1 horse, Make Mischief. This horse is coming out of 2 graded stakes up at Saratoga, running second in the Shilohville, second in the Adirondack, comes back to New York Breds today. If this horse doesn't win this race today, he should be pulling carts with the Amish. So the one horse in the first race today, Make Mischief, is our pick for the day up at Saratoga. Tomorrow's plays at Churchill Downs on Derby Day. The ninth race is the Pat Day Mile, going a one-turn mile. Couple horses to look here. One is the two-horse Echo Town, who's one for one over this track, going 6 furlongs. Has one at Saratoga, won the Jerkins at 7-1. So Echo Town's going to have every right to win this race. The five-horse Digital is coming out of a $100,000 race against Echo Town. Only got beat a half length. Digital's 12-1 in this race. Echo Town's probably going to be about 5-2. So my money's going to be on Digital because of the price. And one other horse in here that you got to look at that's been running against these horses is the six-horse Tap It to Win. This horse made a premature move up at Saratoga in the Jerkins and got beat by 3 lengths to Echo Town. So a 2-5-6 exacta box in the Pat Day Mile tomorrow. The next race is the Grade 3 Iroquois. It's 1 mile on the dirt. This is for two-year-old colts. Spread pretty wide here, too. A lot of these horses showed talent. They're lightly raced. Two horses I'm looking to use as filler. The 4 Ultimate Badger, 1 by 4 lengths, going 5 furlongs up at Ellis Park, breaking his maiden. The 7 Pico D'Oro, trained by William Morey, who's a Midwest guy who's winning at 25% this year, training very well at the training center in Lexington, which is a very deep track. This horse is by curling out of a Bernardini mare. This horse can be very, very good. Broke his maiden in a $100,000 stake race at Ellis Park. Pico D'Oro's a move here. But the horse that's going to be the favorite is the 10, the Ride of a Lifetime. This horse ran second in the Saratoga Special, broke his maiden by 8 at Keeneland. So this horse is kind of special. Got a tough trip up at Saratoga. Should make amends tomorrow in the Iroquois. So the 10 horse, the Ride of a Lifetime, with the 4 Ultimate Badger, and the Frogs are back, and the 7 Pico D'Oro, the plays in this race. In the Distaff Mile on the turf, two horses I'm looking at here. This is the 11th race, the 6 Beau Recall, and the 7 La Signare. La Signare is a 10-1 shot, the 7 horse. This horse has run very, very well. There's a lot of speed in this race. Should sit off the pace, as will Beau Recall, and look for the two of them charging down the stretch. So 6-7-7-6 to beat Newspaper of Record, Chad Brown's horse, who's 4-5 morning line. I don't take 4-5s. I don't care what they say about this horse. I'm going with the 6-7-7-6 in the Distaff Mile. That's about at 20-5 tomorrow. The Derby Distaff Grade 1, I don't know what they used to call this one, but it obviously had a different name, going 7 furlongs, the 12th race tomorrow. Two horses I'm looking at here, Mia Mischief, 9 times over the Churchill Downstrip with 5 wins, 8 times in the money. And the upsetter, I think, once again, who upset this type of field in the winning colors in May is the 4, Bell's the 1. 3 starts here with a win in 2 seconds, been running against the best fillies around this year. Bell the 1 is going to sit another good trip in here. There's a pretty good amount of speed in this race, and I think gets the job done at probably about a $15, $16 mutual. So 1-4-4-1 in the 12th race. The Turf Classic, 2 horses real quick. The 3-horse Rock Emperor by Chad Brown should run fairly well in this race, 7-2 morning line. But my top pick's going to be a bomb in here, Don't Blame Rocket. This horse has some deceivingly good races buried inside down at the fairgrounds. Will sit off the pace, make a nice move into here in another race that has a lot of speed in it. And 15-1 morning line, I think this horse is a must-use, so 5, Don't Blame Rocket is the pick in the 13th. The Kentucky Derby is probably the worst Kentucky Derby in a million years. The favorite's going to be probably the biggest favorite since Spectacular Bid in Tis the Law. No disrespect to him, but all the good horses have just broken down. I'm not going to play Tis the Law. I'm going to take a shot with Bobby Baffert's other horse in here, 1,000 Words, the 10 horse. Ridden by Florent Giroux. This horse is training very well out at Del Mar. He has shown an affinity for running the distance. could be the speed of the speed in this race, and might not forget to stop. So we'll take a shot with 10,000 words, the 10 horse, in the Kentucky Derby tomorrow.
All right, and a reminder that the online pick is available at Robin Hood Radio, dailybugle.com under Cozzy's Corner, and that pick is updated throughout the weekend as well. Mike, have a good weekend of hockey and racing.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the hockey, that's for sure, but when you're up 3-1, no matter how you lose them, to get tied 3-3, advantage Flyers going in game 7.
All right, we'll check with you on Monday.
Have a great weekend, guys.
Take care, Mike. Mike Cozzy with the check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.